Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
According to Ian Rappaport, who was the first that I saw it from, but it has since been confirmed or seconded by Adam Schefter and all of the insiders. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network tweeted, sources, Panthers and free agent pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney have agreed to terms. Former number one overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney, that is.
That he is.
My first reaction is, show me the money. And what I mean by that isn't like show him a bunch of money. I mean, I need to know how much money. Show me the terms. Show me how much money he's making. Because you ready for one of those, I bet you didn't think this was true stats? Jadeveon Clowney had more sacks than Brian Burns last year.
He did.
Now, context, Ravens were a much better team. Madubuike on the other side was attracting a lot more attention. They had a better defense. They obviously had teams in pass situations more, which meant a lot more opportunities for Jadeveon Clowney to pin his ears back and go after the quarterback. So it's not exactly in a vacuum, but if you get Jadeveon Clowney, and I'm talking about a fraction of the price, right? If you get him for a third of the price, less, this is a guy that can help the Panthers. And do you know what else it's feeling like?
A little stopgap.
It's feeling like they actually I don't want to say this rudely. It feels like they believe there's something to play for this year. They're starting to put together some defensive guys on some short-term contracts, and that doesn't scream to me tank, which it felt like for a while. They were letting a lot of good guys, or I don't want to say good, a lot of high-priced guys go without getting back a ton of cap space. You're looking at Hayden Hurst, right? You're looking at Von Bell. You're looking at these guys that were released without getting a massive amount of cap savings, and that screams like, hey, this year's not going to be a good year. Jadeveon Clowney being brought in. Jadeveon Clowney is, let me make sure I get his age correct.
31.
31 years old, and he's been around for a while. He's been in the league since 2014. There's a lot of tread on that tire, you know what I mean? So this is a guy you bring in thinking he can help us this year. I don't know about next year. I don't know about the year after. He's been a mercenary as of late, bouncing around the league. I wonder if some of the moves they were able to pull off on the offensive side didn't have Dan Morgan and Dave Canales looking at each other going, you know, if this offense works, we might want to have a defense ready to help them. Right? You know, we were able to get the two guards that we wanted. Oh, look at this. We were able to get Deontay Johnson off the bargain basement price. Maybe they're looking at the draft and going, we love these wide receivers. We could get a legitimate number two at number 33, at pick number 33, whether it's Xavier Leggett, who's being mocked to them a ton from South Carolina, ironically, because, you know, you're talking Jadeveon Clowney. Whether it's Troy Franklin, whoever, Keon Coleman, whoever you think it is at 33, maybe they're letting their imaginations run wild a little bit. Because if you are thinking, I want to draft as high as I possibly can in 2025, you're not bringing in Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. He's a guy to help you right now. All right. The term mercenary isn't a long-term. It's like, hey, we brought in a mercenary helping to help us 4 years from now. No, you bring in the mercenary on a short-term incentive-laden deal, and which is what I hope it is, and then you let him do him, understanding that it's a business relationship, right? He's not going to – maybe because he's moving close to home, he'll have some connection to the Panthers, right? He's from Rock Hill, South Carolina. But I would not expect Jadeveon Clowney to, like, you know, bleed Panthers colors. You know what I mean? he's at the Ndamukong Suh portion of his career where he's like, I'll show up, bash some heads in while I live in a rented house for 8 months and then go do the same thing for someone else after that. Win now moves from the Panthers are interesting.
According to Schefter,
Do we have
2-year, $20 million deal worth up to $24 million
with
per
incentives?
Sources.
I would say a skosh rich for what I was hoping, right? Because, you know, I said a third, a little more than a third of what you were paying Brian Burns. I think you're getting a player that's more than a third as good. 45%? Like, he's not close to what I would expect from Brian Burns, but he's a talented, physically gifted edge rusher who the advanced analytics always like more than the traditional analytics. He's a more pressures and more hurries and more wins, pass rush, win rate. He's always been better at that kind of stuff than he has actually been at getting quarterbacks on the ground for sacks. So, you know, if Evero wants him and he thinks that defense can be really good, and if Canales is looking at the offense and going, you know, this NFC South might be within reach, maybe they're ramping up their tempo a little bit.
Might be.
Dennis, let's bring that Dave Canales clip up. We were going to use it earlier, so I know we have it in the system. Talking about the Panthers competing for the NFC South. You see it right there? Cool. This is Dave Canales yesterday talking to the media.
I think we're going to be competitive for the division this year. And what I'm saying is, if we play good football, if we can get the football right like we believe we can, and we can take care of the football, let the numbers take care of themselves, we'll be in the hunt. We'll be in every single game, which will give us an opportunity to be in the hunt for the division at the end. And if we can play great defense and run it, it'll carry us right into the season.
That is the most confident and most defiant I've heard him when talking about this team. Up till now, it's been a lot of we're evaluating. There's some guys we like. There's some things we want to do. We're hoping to build. That was, we expect to compete for the division. And then to, what day? That was yesterday? Is that what that was? Yesterday, he made those comments. Today, they make a 2-year deal with Jadeveon Clowney. There is a moment when you have a team, and I'm not saying they are actually here, but it might be they feel like they're here. There is a moment in team sports where it's like an epiphany that everybody has at the same time, where you look around and go, yeah, we might be good, right? It's in college, it's usually, you know, some freshman like fits into the puzzle piece perfectly, and you're like, he may have just made us really good, right? He may have just unlocked this guy and that guy. It does feel like the last 48, or actually, I don't want to say the last 48 hours. The stuff we've been made aware of in the last 48 hours does make me think that the Panthers may have had that kind of epiphany in a front office since the last time we heard from them, right? Watching film and going, you know, everybody keeps saying this is a rebuild. We might be good. Now, are they actually there? That's a complete other story, and I don't think they are. But they might think they are, which would be proof as to why you make this Jadeveon Clowney move. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal. We play some audio for you from Dave Canales, but it did take on a little bit of a different vibe, a different flavor, if you will, when news was broken just... What are we talking about, like 20 minutes ago?
Half hour ago,
that the Panthers have agreed on a 2-year, $20 million deal worth up to $24 million with Jadeveon Clowney. I'm not making this up. The Panthers, let me tell you what time it happened to make sure we're all square. 31 minutes ago, this is when the tweet came out. They have agreed to terms to Jadeveon Clowney, linebacker. The caption they chose, creative stuff here. Not clowning around. Solid pun. Here's the take on it. And here's this was my first reaction to. You can go back and probably is that up already yet? Do we know? Yes, no, Dennis?
What?
Our immediate reaction.
It is on YouTube, yes.
There you go. It's on YouTube, 99.9 The Fan. Subscribe while you're there. My first reaction, right? You can almost go back and see it developing, is this is a move that makes me think Canales and Morgan, the head coach and GM, are transitioning into we want to win this year mode. When you take over a team, particularly one that just had the worst record in the NFL and did not even own its own first round pick, you're probably thinking in terms of how many years. Jadeveon Clowney signing a 2-year deal does not strike me as, hey, let's build for the distant future. That strikes me as we might have something we can do this year. Here's Dave Canales on if he feels the Panthers can compete for the NFC South this season.
I think we're going to be competitive for the division this year. And what I'm saying is if we play good football, if we can get the football right like we believe we can, and we can take care of the football, let the numbers take care of themselves, we'll be in the hunt. We'll be in every single game, which will give us an opportunity to be in the hunt for the division at the end. And if we can play great defense and run it, it'll carry us right late into the season.
There is a little bit of coach speak in there. If we can play great defense and run the ball, then. But that's as confident as I've heard him. I wonder if at that point he didn't know that Jadeveon was on the way. He's not like, wait till you see. If we can get this guy going. 9.5 sacks ties his career high. I would not expect a 15-sack season from this guy. But he's somebody you have to I mean this more than it like the literal you have to block him, right? Like you
gotta respect him.
Yeah, exactly. If you have a pass rusher on the other side, it's not automatically, all right, we're double teaming whoever's on the other side. Which some of the edge rushers that the Panthers have trotted out there in recent years have been kind of like, oh yeah, we don't have to worry about him. Oh, you can block him with a tight end. Oh, if we put a tackle on him, we can completely forget about him. Jadeveon Clowney is not that. So it's a move to win now. He's an older player. He's in his 30s. He's not cheap. He's going to eat up some of your cap. It's going to be roughly $10 million a year plus incentives. So there is a bit of pushing the chips into the table and saying, we think we can win a division. And that could be as much about the Panthers as it is about the division. They might go, you know, I don't think the Bucs are all that good, and we have their secret weapon from last year, their offensive coordinator. The Saints are in salary cap jail, and the Falcons, Kirk's coming off an Achilles injury. Like they might look around and go, hey, we could sneak one here. We just need a few key plug-and-play players.
Might be 9 wins the division again.
It doesn't feel that way, but you're right. It wouldn't shock me.
This is NFC South football we're talking here.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
So the reason I chose William Peace was because of their stellar game design program. It's very rare to find a game design program in the United States at all, let alone North Carolina. And this place seemed like the right place for me for where I wanted to go and the connections I could make within the program.
Turn your hobby into a career in one of the highest paid professions in the country with William Peace University's simulation and game design program. Master design, 3D modeling, and programming in a state-of-the-art space with the latest and most remarkable technologies available. Find out more at peace.edu.
Dave Canales spoke to the media yesterday. It's like the AFC North is like physical, the kitchen. NFC South is like 9 wins could always win it. Like,
exactly.
It's
you're never out of it.
Different reputations. Dave Canales spoke with the media yesterday at the NFL meetings. I thought this was interesting talking about starting fresh.
Let's just go out on that first day and let that be the first day. No preconceived notions about what a guy can or can't do. How about let's just make it about the fundamentals of football? And if we could all do that, we could all do that with every position and just say, yeah, that was yesterday, but today's today. you know, and we have the information, but so committed to just incrementally improving and being committed to the fundamentals. And I think, you know, it's just a really cool natural transition.
That is one of my favorite, and I don't say this like I'm calling him a liar. That is one of my favorite lies in football. Football coaches, football players, what do they spew? They spew the romantic side of the game. We're brothers. Play for the brotherhood. Every day, every position, nothing's written in stone. We show up the first day, that's going to be the first day. Build from the fundamentals. You know what is not true? Any of that. Do you know why? Because it's a business. And draft picks happen and contracts happen. We'll use the Jadeveon Clowney example, right? If you're paying that guy $10 million, he shows up day one, he's not the best. Guess what? You give him another shot on day two. He's not the best on day two. Well, how do we get him to be the best on day three? Meanwhile, there's some other guy outplaying him going, hello, it's now been three straight days. I've been outplaying him. Yeah, but you make $1.2 million and he makes 10. So we're going to do everything we can to get him on the field and playing effective football. The heck, there may have been a time where some backup quarterback from a season ago, who maybe red-haired, was outplaying Bryce Young, but guess what? You traded the farm for Bryce Young. It wasn't who showed up and was better on that day. It was, we traded the farm for that guy, so he's going
to
play.
So he was asked a little bit about, leading up to that, about the general, about helping guys. It was about, hey, how do you take a young guy like Ike Ekwonu and make him better? And, you know, with new coaching staff and all that, he's like, yeah, we're just going to go from day one. We're just going to work with you for what we are day one, not like what you used to have or any of that kind of stuff.
So I don't even know if Icky needs to be improved.
Yeah. Like, well, I think it's also just like, I don't know what you were taught previously, but I'm going to teach you what I know. And we're going to teach you what we know.
I do get that. And that's what frustrates me about like Pro Football Focus and all these online grading services. This guy, this offensive tackle was a 91.2. This offensive tackle was a 76.4. And you might not know, like, he was expecting a double team there, and the guard just didn't come with him, and thus it looks like a missed block. Like, you don't know. Or sometimes a wide receiver is running a decoy route, and his job is literally to attract a safety, and then the online grader is like, he couldn't separate from the safety. I'm like, well, his whole job was to make that safety run with him, so he was trying to make him think like he could make a play. So that's all frustrating. So that could be it. 100% could be it, which actually makes it, you know, I'll say this. That's a very coordinator way of thinking, because a head coach and a GM and a decision maker has to be able to watch the film of someone playing in someone else's system and decide whether they want to come in and play as a free agent, right? He didn't know what Jadeveon Clowney was being asked to do by the Ravens last year. Now, granted, I do think they crossed paths in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Were they both out there at the same time? So maybe he does know a little bit about Jadeveon. But as a head coach, free agency is different, because you have to decide whether you like a guy based on how they played for somebody else. And you don't know what they were being asked to do. You need to use your best guess. Here's Canales yesterday on adjusting to free agency as a head coach rather than the assistant he's been in the past.
I felt like it gave me a really objective opinion. And then once free agency started to happen live, learning how fast it comes at you, and then all of a sudden it's like, here's goes, and then here's plan B, and oh, plan B is gone, we got to go to C, you know, and it's like just trying to, you know, fit all the pieces together. That was really challenging, you know, and I felt like I found myself during that, the week of free agency, really like up early, just kind of like, okay, where do we go from here now? Or up late, just trying to watch the film and watching, okay, these are the guys that are now available. And feeling myself be so emotionally invested, I did not anticipate that happening that way.
It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster for fans, and we hear about like 10 guys that they're interested in. Like, who do they bring in for a visit? I can't imagine how it is for them, because they're talking to, they know the ins, they know how the sausage is getting made. Right? They've had their heart broken by potential free agents that we didn't even know they were interested in. Well, and also I'll say this, Dave Canales, if you think being a head coach in the offseason is a roller coaster, buckle up, because the regular season is going to be even more difficult.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.